a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so southbound Redwood Road, we've got a crash at I-80. The left lane's closed there. Looks like the traffic lights are still out, 3300 south and 700 east. Northbound slowing on Bangor Highway approaching the 201. You got a crash there on the right shoulder. And in West Valley City, 5600 west, also closed, also slow for northbounder approaching the 201. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans from aerial inspections and training to generator service. Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
62 eventually for a high. We'll stay in the 60s for the next couple of days, as a matter of fact, but a continued chance of showers. Right now, 48 and windy downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Severe Utah weather.
It's a mess out there this morning. Gusty winds are responsible for power outages, school delays and closures, and truck restrictions along I-15.
Severe Utah weather. Let's get the latest from meteorologist Grant Wayman.
Another look at one of our Davis County cameras just shaking in the wind there. This is where we're seeing some of the strongest winds, strong winds in the Salt Lake Valley, Weber County too. It's going to remain windy all day, but the stronger winds in the morning, showers in the morning. Now, we're not going to expect as much rain in the afternoon, but it's going to be windy and cool. Dress accordingly. It is a jacket day today, a windbreaker jacket, a definite good idea. Look at the snow. I know we were just getting super hot weather, but like that, it's changed. High elevation snow, lower elevation rain. This is the Salt Lake Valley here. But really, the bigger stories, I would say, are no doubt the winds, right? Especially if you're near some of those canyon areas. We've already been seeing wind gusts in the 60 to 70 mile an hour range.
Boy, those winds now picking up downtown as well. Rocky Mountain Power scrambling to respond to nearly 60,000 power outages, and the number just keeps growing every minute. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is tracking those outages and joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Tim, these extreme wind gusts in Salt Lake and up in Davis County have not only created some traffic hazards, but it's also leaving thousands of people without power. The most recent update from Rocky Mountain Power is roughly 650 outages across the state, which is impacting about 58,000 customers.
This might take several days for some of these repairs to happen. So if your power is out, please have patience with our teams. Don't approach any down power line.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says around 10,000 customers are being impacted in Ogden, more than 3,000 in Centerville, and another 3,000 in Layton. Elsewhere, about 2,500 customers are being impacted in South Salt Lake. Now, in terms of damage, we're getting reports of tree branches in the road all over Centerville, and even a power pole that snapped and fell around 2000 North Main. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Davis County School District has announced all schools are closed for today. They originally tried a two-hour delay, but within the past 10 minutes, school officials canceled all schools today in the Davis School District. The Cache County School District is operating on a two-hour delay.
Emergency traffic conditions.
There's restrictions in place now for trucks right along I-15 in Davis County, and you won't be able to go farther than Evanston along I-80 if you're headed east. Andy Farnsworth now live in the KSL Traffic Center with the latest.
It appears it's only on the northbound side that they're restricting the trucks going from Centerville up until Layton, because I'm seeing trucks going southbound on the freeway, just not on the northbound side. They've also completely blocked Highway 89 to traffic between Park Lane and Farmington and Oak Hills Drive in Layton because of several downed power lines. And of course, I-80, it's been closed east of Evanston this morning because of winter weather conditions and wind. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll get a complete check of Triple Team traffic and weather together coming up at 7:09, and we'll break in immediately with any urgent updates about school closures, school delays, or power outages. Again, all Davis County schools are closed today, and more than 58,000 outages have been reported by Rocky Mountain Power.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
More than 200 homes have been evacuated near Mapleton because of a 1,000-acre wildfire.
Utah Firewatch, KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live on the scene in Mapleton with a special report. Paul?
And Amanda, it appears that the weather does seem to be helping the fire crews that were here battling back the Ether Hollow fire, because I do not see any flames. It looks like the rain might have doused out basically most of everything out there. However, we are still waiting for an update from Forestry Fire and State Lands as they give us an update about this fire to see how much it has burned and whether or not people can go back home. But as you mentioned, over 200 homes in the Grindstone, Mapleton, and Hobble Creek areas, they were all under evacuation orders. J.J. Bush, he was the camp host at the Whiting Campground and says he was only given about 15 minutes to pack up and leave.
Yeah, we left a bunch of stuff behind. I pulled everything away and just hooked up to it and left.
Investigators say the blaze was caused by target shooting, and that makes it the second fire in 2 days caused by that. Firefighters say the changing winds had them very concerned about the flames were going to go, which is why the evacuations happened in the first place. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters are also on the scene of another significant fire. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce, who has more on the William Fire near Santaquin.
There's only one spot where firefighters can really access the William Fire off Pole Creek Road. Incident spokeswoman Jennifer Hansen says another challenge, the dry gamble oak the fire's burning is giving off a lot of heat, meaning they need help building containment lines, help the wind could knock out.
We may lose the ability to utilize the helicopters who are providing bucket drops. They're bringing water to the hand crews that are working in the steeper part of the fire perimeter.
In the meantime, you're being asked not to gawk at the fire or fly a drone. It could get in the way of a fire crew. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. It's emergency traffic, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Lots and lots of problems. The biggest ones are going to be I-15 Layton to Farmington because of the winds. We've also got north and southbound I-15 jammed up between Far West and Willard. It looks a little bit better in that stretch through Honeyville that had three semis blow over earlier. Also have a pretty bad crash right now southbound on Redwood Road right after North Temple in Salt Lake City, and backups getting worse on Bangor and 56 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:07.
It was a close call in California, but more people remain in danger. Let's get our top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, more than 200 people were rescued by helicopter from a fast-approaching wildfire at Mammoth Pool Reservoir in California, Sierra Nevada Sunday. This man tells ABC in Fresno.
The fire completely engulfed everything all around us.
National Guard helicopters flew through the flames and smoke to reach the people huddled by the water's edge. At least 50 hikers remain trapped in that area, with rescues resuming today. The Creek Fire has burned over 135,000 acres. Congress returns from August recess today with demand for more stimulus funding and a stopgap budget bill staring them in the face. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer on the Republicans' plan for a skinny relief bill.
This bill will not pass. Go back to the drawing boards. Do a real bill.
There does appear to be a bipartisan support to prevent a government shutdown. President Trump does not oppose investigating reports Postmaster General Louis DeJoy reimbursed employees for making campaign contributions with taxpayer-funded bonuses.
Let the investigations go, he's a very respected man.
The Washington Post and New York Times have made the allegations. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Joe Biden spent part of his Labor Day in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania. He's also set to make another campaign stop there this week. Meanwhile, President Trump is also targeting two battleground states.
With exactly 8 weeks until Election Day, President Trump is traveling to two battleground states today. His first stop, Florida, where he holds an official event focused on restoring the Everglades. Then it's on to North Carolina, his third visit to that state in 3 weeks. He'll hold an airport rally in Winston-Salem. The president is quickly ramping up his campaign travel, with officials saying he'll be out on the road several days a week from now until November 3rd. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A new book is out today from former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Mine is actually the honest account. You're looking at people who have left as disgruntled employees, people who tried to push their own agenda.
Her book follows a critical book from former National Security Advisor John Bolton and is being released on the same day as a memoir from former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. KSL News Time now, 7:09. Let us just get this in here now that all Ogden, all Weber, and all Davis County schools are now closed for the day. So if you have students in any of those areas, all Ogden, all Weber, and all Davis County schools will be closed for the remainder of the day because of those winds. Let's see what's happening on the roads. Triple Team Emergency Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, both directions of I-15 are a mess between North Ogden and Willard Bay because of semis being blown over and windy conditions on the freeway. We've got I-15, a mess southbound as well between Layton and Farmington. You'll feel the wind all the way down into Bountiful, though. Legacy Parkway is struggling, especially where the semi tipped over just north of Parrish Lane. And Highway 89 is closed both directions because of power lines down between Oak Hills Drive and Park Lane in Farmington. Len?
Also in the Salt Lake Valley, indication of the wind blowing, several giant trees in the Salt Lake Cemetery blown over. Going to be difficult to get on 4th Avenue this morning. Also, crews still working on a crash. This is a fresh one southbound Redwood Road after North Temple, blocking two right lanes. Eric?
A little bit busy northbound Foothill Drive, and this is a windy area as well as you work your way up towards the, from 1700 South up to the University of Utah. And out on the west side, you've got northbound slowing Bangor Highway. You had a crash earlier there approaching 201, and also over on 5600 West approaching the 201 Highway. Any Hour Services Electrical Plumbing Heating and Air. Over 8,000 Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Strong winds out of those canyons. Windy, cool jacket weather this morning. 47 degrees at 7. Only 55 degrees at noon. And 62 windy with sunshine into the afternoon hours. 59 degrees at 7. It gets cooler again. There's your hour. I'm Grant Wayman. There's your hourly forecast.
Those temperatures have actually warmed up with the wind. It's 48 degrees now.
Concern about using hand sanitizers and then being around flame. More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake School District has found 1,100 laptop computers. They hope they will arrive today. Last week, the district was short 6,000 devices. Here's spokesperson Yandri Chatwin.
It is especially concerning because our district is planning to be remote only. We know it's not ideal. We won't have every student with a computer by Tuesday. But we're grateful for the understanding and patience of families, knowing that some of this is just going to take us a little bit longer.
Students who cannot start school without a device will not be penalized.
The BYU Cougars have opened the football season with a decisive win over Navy, 55-3. KSL Sports reporter Jeremiah Jensen says the Cougars gained 309 yards on the ground.
Navy has been extra cautious protecting players from COVID-19. No tackling in practice. That certainly helped BYU, who established their run game from the start. The offensive line dominated, and Tyler Algier and Lapini Katoa took advantage. Algier with a 34-yard score. Katoa, 39 yards in the first quarter.
More coming up at 7:55 with Mitch Harper. He's going to check on Cougar tracks on Utah's Morning News.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic has taken to Instagram to call on fans to stop harassing the line judge who he accidentally hurt at Sunday's match.
The judge, who has not been publicly identified, has been receiving vicious messages after she was accidentally hit by Djokovic in the throat at Sunday's match. From ESPN.
And that's it.
Oh, no. He whacked a ball that might have hit a linesperson back there?
A Serbian tabloid has been reporting the alleged name of the judge. The shot was an accident. Djokovic was ejected and fined. He tells fans, "She's done nothing wrong at all. I ask you all to stay especially supportive and caring to her during this time." Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, California wildfires have now burned more than 2 million acres. A group of four Draper firefighters returned home this weekend after spending 2 weeks helping in California.
And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders Huckabee has a new book coming out today. We'll talk to her about her time in the White House Friday on Utah's Morning News.
Today I'm David Dujanovic. I'll be working remotely from Kaysville, broadcasting from the heart of the windstorm. You can hear it right there all morning long with the live updates from Davis County. That's today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Yeah, hopefully Dave goes back inside, and we'll talk to him coming up in a few minutes. KSL News Time 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Ether Hollow fire continues to burn between Springville and Mableton. In total, around 211 homes have been evacuated between the two cities. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, the Ogden, Davis, and Weber school districts are closed today because of the weather, and Cache County schools are operating on a two-hour delay.
Third, let's see how the roads are doing through all of this. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Semi-restrictions now through northern Utah for drivers on the freeway. And that's good because we've got them tipped over on northbound 15 in South Willard, on Legacy Parkway in Centerville. And we had three near the Brigham City earlier. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Very windy today. Much cooler. The high only 62 and a slight chance of showers in the morning. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 48 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It is the day after Labor Day, and that means back to school for millions of kids across the country, either in person or remotely. When it comes to the number of coronavirus cases, positivity rates are up in 30 states, but that's lower than it was in the middle of summer.
Late July was really where the country peaked with about 75, 80,000 cases a day. We're about half that. So that's the good news. The bad news is that in Memorial Day, when we began the summer, we were at about 20,000 new cases a day.
Brown University School of Public Health Dean Dr. Ashish Jha says people are spending less time in hospitals because we know more about how to treat the virus than we did in early spring. The CEOs of nine biotech companies have signed a pledge not to sign off on any COVID vaccine that hasn't met critical safety and ethical standards. Back home in Fresno, 13 campers airlifted out of the Sierra National Forest. They had become trapped by fast-moving wildfires in California. National Guard Colonel Jesse Miller.
There are other helicopters in the air, a National Guard helicopter trying to reach Hidden Lake, and also another search and rescue bird from, I believe, from the Navy, trying to get into Lake Edison.
The fires have burned through 2.5 million acres across California just this year alone, and the heat wave continues. In Rochester, New York, hundreds once again marching, protesting the death of Daniel Prude at the hands of Rochester police back in March. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. One woman is sounding the alarm about hand sanitizer and flames. The woman says she was badly burned after using a generic sanitizer and then lighting a candle.
ABC's Ariel Reshef has more.
It's one of the most popular products of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hand sanitizer helping keep the virus at bay. But now, mom of three, Kate Wise, sounding the alarm after suffering burns to 18% of her body.
The explosion happened that in a matter of 2 seconds lit my entire body on fire.
Kate says she rubbed a generic brand sanitizer on her hands and soon after lit a candle in her Austin, Texas home, flames quickly spreading.
I heard my daughter screaming, "Mom's on fire, mom's on fire."
Kate spending several days in the ICU, now recovering from second and third degree burns to her face, arms, and legs.
It's a guess. And it's the fumes and the vapors that come off the alcohol that actually can form an explosive mixture.
According to the CDC, fire incidents related to alcohol-based hand sanitizers are very low, but the National Fire Protection Agency considers them a flammable liquid. Our affiliate, WPLG, demonstrating how sanitizer can catch fire. Watch as the reporter's glove is ignited.
Touch it close to the grill. That would be my bare hand, and it's on fire.
Doctors say sanitizers are important in the fight against coronavirus, but urge using them with caution, making sure your hands are completely dry before handling anything that might have an open flame.
A heater or a lighter.
Like lighting cigarettes.
Something as simple as a cigarette lighter. You know, that could be quite dangerous.
Okay, that freaks me out, Tim. Experts say the gases from alcohol and hand sanitizers can linger in the air for several minutes. Think about people who smoke.
Yeah.
They do the hand sanitizer thing as they're supposed to, and then they reach for a cigarette.
Lighter. The reason these things are effective is because the high content of alcohol.
Of alcohol in them.
So you do have to be very careful.
Important information.
Yeah. The in-depth for you there at 15 and 45.
7:19, we have emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, it's a mess north of Salt Lake City. I-15, a parking lot from Layton all the way down into Farmington. They've closed Highway 89 in both directions because of power lines down. And it's from Oak Hills Drive all the way to Park Lane in Farmington. We've also got problems on the west side of the freeway. I'm seeing some big delays on Antelope Drive now because of power outages on the west side of Layton, trying to get to I-15. And then a tipped over semi affecting northbound 15, trying to go from far west into South Willard. Huge backups behind that. Len?
The 201 freeway. Also, Foothill backups at Sunnyside. Eric?
Right now, we've got another crash reported over on 3900 South. This is to go southbound on the 215 East Belt. I-15 in Utah County, well, that's a good spot right now, at least as far as accidents. We don't have any in normal travel times. Provo to a point of the mountain, and that's 20 minutes drive time. Another 20 minutes to get to downtown Salt Lake City. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning is proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, and no toxic chemicals. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got two or three real cool days before things start to warm back up in your 7-day forecast.
What a major cool down here with a strong, strong wind gust out of those canyons. Dangerously strong winds there. Elsewhere, windy most of the day. Slight chance of showers, mainly morning. High temperature at 62. Partly cloudy, 64 tomorrow. 68 on Thursday. And partly cloudy skies. Then it warms up. Friday, we're up 78. And lots of sun. Sunny, 83 on Saturday. Sunshine, 86. It gets hotter on Sunday and 88 Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 48 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now, 7:21.
It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Dave Noriega is up in Davis County. Okay, Dave, the sound of that wind has been freaking us out this morning.
I don't know if you can hear me very well, but I'm outside right now. I've got my big old earmuffs on to try to dampen the sound. But yeah, I'm in the heart of this windstorm here in Kaysville. And just walking around my house right now, I'm looking around. I've got 30-foot branches that have been torn off my large trees. And the entire neighborhood is just scattered with fallen branches. And we've had a 40-foot tree come down. It has been wild. So today on the show, I'm going to be driving around Davis County giving updates, which really feels like the epicenter of the windstorm. So I'll be giving updates since I'm working remotely. This is the benefits of working remotely, but I'll be driving around Davis County and updating all morning long.
Yeah, Mike Nabodowskis, who joins me on the Outdoor Show on Saturdays, lives right there in Kaysville, right across the street from Davis High School, and he just sent me pictures of big trees, a couple of aspens, it looks like one pine tree, and a, what is left anyway, of a trampoline from neighbors' pictures up there. So it's been a wild morning for sure.
Yeah, it's been something else. And in fact, we had a massive windstorm several years ago that just decimated Davis Park Golf Course, just tearing down trees that have been around for 50 years, 100 years. So I'd expect similar damage from this. So you're already seeing it in a massive way right now.
All right. Dave and Dujanovic coming up this morning at 9. Remember, early this morning, Grant was warning the worst of these winds could happen about 7:30. We're 8 minutes away from that, so batten down the hatches up there. We'll get another look at traffic and weather coming up.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. The Buckner Company, a Utah-based full-service brokerage insurance firm, has a mission to deliver outstanding service, exceptional value, and continual innovation to customers. During this global pandemic, their mission has become even more important. Chairman and CEO Terry Buckner is here to tell us more.
Our industry has been very adaptive to provide customers with extended payment terms, refunded premiums for personal auto policies because people weren't traveling as much, and many other benefits, including non-cancellation of policies. At the Buckner Company, we strive to be transparent while staying in contact with our employees, clients, and carrier partners. We are assisting our clients with business continuity plans, as well as helping those in the community who need extra help. Our firm's charity, Buckner Cares, has donated over $10,000 to organizations such as Utah's First Responders, PPE Gear, Utah Healthcare Association, and the YCC Family Crisis Center in Ogden. We work hard to be flexible and accommodating to our employees who work from home, addressing their concerns and making resources available to them. Our firm has sent small gifts to our employees and their families throughout the pandemic because we want them to know how much we appreciate them and all the work they do.
The Buckner Company has done a great job taking care of its clients, employees, and the community during this uncertain time. You can learn more at Buckner.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
It's such a beautiful time of year. A lot of things going on right now. The fall weather just beginning. If you've been longing for that wonderful, wonderful meal that you can share with loved ones, you need to get into Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And there are two locations right now. Those leaves are just beginning to turn as you head up into the Park City area. And at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, you'll be there in that beautiful environment overlooking the golf course, being served that terrific food that they are so internationally known for. And then in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City at 275 Southwest Temple, you're going to love the food at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And of course, the way they take care of you and the wonderful offerings that they have. And boy, this could be a great back-to-school treat, special occasions, any occasion at all. It's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Downtown Salt Lake City and at Hotel Park City. And of course, they are following all the guidelines for your safety.
Do you know where your student is when it comes to online classes? Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, a 12-year-old Colorado Springs boy is suspended for a week because of a toy Nerf gun seen online during classes that he had through the computer. Isaiah Elliott's dad is furious, telling KDVR,
"For the school to expect for there not to be any type of toys or anything around someone's home, it's just pretty ridiculous."
See, Isaiah picked up the gun for a moment, not realizing the teacher was watching through his computer. She called police for a welfare check at the home, leaving the child in tears. An overreaction, perhaps, but the incident brings up this question. Was Isaiah at home or was he at school during online classes? And which rules apply? We're reminded of a meme making the rounds these days. "This is my first pandemic. Forgive me if I'm not doing it right." Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We could all say that.
Well, and let's hope we don't have to use these lessons in life again, right?
Right. Hope we don't have a second one. Watching Utah's Money Now, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The president went after the sixth richest woman in the world. The widow of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs owns a stake in the magazine The Atlantic, which published a damaging report about President Trump.
China's largest computer chip maker lost 23% yesterday. Shares plummeted on fears that SMIC could become the latest casualty of the U.S.-China tech war. The U.S. Department of Defense announced it's considering banning exports of all Chinese semiconductor manufacturers.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. Just before the opening bell, the Dow futures are down 263. That's about 1%. S&P futures down 50.8. That's 1.5%. And the NASDAQ futures off 367. Looks like it'll be a low opening. That's about 3.1%.
Hey, you want a little break from all of the news that drags you down some days and the crazy weather to go on top of the pandemic? How about a night out with your significant other to see Agatha Christie's 1934 Murder on the Orient Express at Hale Center Theater?
Oh, Aaron and I went to see it along with you and your spouse, Tim, you and Becky. We had the best time. I was wondering, how are they going to move that train?
Mm-hmm.
And so because they always do such incredible things at Hale Center Theater, the train rotates so you can see inside each of the cabins. you know, so you can see where the murder took place. And then you can also see inside the salon there where Hercule Poirot interrogates all of the passage. It's just an amazing, amazing thing.
Well, and every so often there's a shift in the train and the whole stage will shake a little bit.
Right.
I mean, you really do feel like you're on board with them. And of course, if you know anything or remember anything about this great story from Agatha Christie, it's one of the great whodunits ever. And if you've forgotten what happens in the end, you are going to love how this one wraps up at Hale Center Theater.
Each one of the characters is cast so brilliantly, but Hercule Poirot, of course, is magnificent. You've got it. Don't miss this one. This is a great date night or a great family production there at Hale Center Theater.
Yeah, they invite you to wax your mustache and come for a great evening out. Go to hct.org or call them at 801-984-9000. It's emergency triple team traffic here at 729. Winds are picking up again in downtown Salt Lake City. Let's get a look at how that's affecting the roads. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. How we doing, Andy?
Oh, it's not good. Not good at all. South 15, the worst stretch is between Layton and right now going all the way down to Farmington. We've got slowdowns on both sides of the freeway in Farmington and Centerville because of the winds. Semis are parked over to the shoulder. Power outage affecting Antelope Drive heading east toward I-15 from the west side. And then three semis have tipped over, been blown over northbound I-15 in South Willard. Traffic is backed up all the way past Far West and starting to reach into Ogden. Eric?
Well, fortunately, the winds aren't causing as many problems down in Utah County, and I-15 looks good northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. That's 24 minutes of drive time, and the drive continues to look good despite some extra congestion between Draper and Sandy all the way up to downtown Salt Lake. I-80 into the mountains looks pretty dry, but watch out for those winds if you're heading out to Park City. Heather?
We've got a big problems leaving downtown Salt Lake City heading north into Davis County. Traffic is stop and go right now between 600 north all the way up to the US 89 split, probably a crash through there. Southbound also seeing a bit of delay through the same stretch. We also have multiple crashes in the Salt Lake Valley, but your worst delays right now are on 5600 west. That's heading north to get onto the 201 freeway. Not a lot of problems I'm seeing in Tooele County. Every day, UTA's bus operators go the extra mile. Their unmatched dedication drives us forward and connects us all together. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we've got high wind alerts and crazy weather. Back over to you, Grant.
Wow, what a weather day with this strong front we were expecting here. The wind's definitely howling in the canyons, and dangerously strong winds going to be blowing there throughout the morning hours. Windy elsewhere and a slight chance of showers in the morning as well. Otherwise, plenty of sun, but it's going to remain windy and cool. High temperatures only 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It is 48 degrees.
Traffic is a mess from Salt Lake City all the way to, well, Brigham City. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
Schools are closed and I-15 is a mess in Davis County. A big storm blowing through northern Utah this morning.
KSL Chief Meteorologist Kevin Eubank has more on the gusty winds.
Now, for our winds, we will intensify this morning and then really get intense through the mid-morning hours. We're talking 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, gusts common, but along the I-15 corridor between North Salt Lake and Ogden, these are prime places for these canyon downslope winds. We're talking 50, 60, even 70 mile an hour wind gusts. Dangerous kinds of winds, so make sure the garbage cans are in, the patio furniture's in, and batten down the hatches because it's going to be a windy night. Or a windy day. Once that whole storm system clears, that's when the cold air comes in. Lows in the 40s with highs in the 60s. Now remember, on Saturday we were 100 degrees in Salt Lake.
Moments ago, the National Weather Service reported a single wind gust in Farmington that reached 97 miles an hour.
We have a branch hanging by a thread right outside of the windows here at Triad Center downtown. Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene in Centerville with more on the thousands of power outages reported right now. John?
Yeah, Tim, we've seen wind gusts in excess of 70 miles per hour here in Centerville, and it's just absolutely shaking my car right now. You can probably hear some of that wind. Now, these extreme wind gusts in Salt Lake and here in Davis County have not only created some traffic hazards, but it's also leaving thousands of people without power. The most recent update from Rocky Mountain Power is roughly 650 outages across the state, which is impacting over 58,000 customers.
The most important thing is some of these outages can't be repaired until the wind dies down, and that might be into the afternoon today.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says about 10,000 customers are being impacted in Ogden, more than 3,000 here in Centerville, and another 3,000 in Layton. Elsewhere, about 2,500 customers are being impacted in South Salt Lake. Now, in terms of damage, we're getting reports of tree branches in the road all over Davis County, and even a power pole that snapped here in Centerville and fell around 2,000 North Main. Live, John Mochak, KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic conditions.
I-15 is a mess right now in Davis and Weber counties. Andy Farnsworth is live in the KSL Traffic Center with more. Andy?
Well, probably the worst spot because of semis that got blown over, where three of them went down northbound between North Ogden and Willard Bay, and it's brought the freeway to a halt for several miles. Both directions affected, but northbound is the one with the lane restrictions. You've also got southbound problems. They've closed Highway 89 because of power outages for a stretch between Layton and Farmington. And suddenly, I-15's gotten to be terrible in Salt Lake City, north of 600 North, and since all the UDOT cameras went out, I can only assume it's because of the wind. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Of course, the other effect is on our schools in Davis, Weber, and Ogden districts, all closed today because of the strong winds. KSL News Radio's Dan Bommas continues our live team coverage.
A tweet from the Ogden School District says the weather and hazardous travel conditions will keep schools closed today. Weber District schools will also be closed. And the Davis District had initially planned a two-hour late start, but then decided its schools should be closed today as well. One private school, Layton Christian Academy, will also be closed. Davis County Emergency Services reports a number of trees and power lines down in Farmington and other parts of the county. It's urging anyone who doesn't need to travel to stay home. In the Cache County District, classes will start 2 hours late, and all classes at Weber State University will be delayed until noon. Dan Bommas, KSL News Radio.
One more footnote here. Weber State University has also canceled classes at least until noon today.
More daring rescues are expected in the Sierra Nevadas today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
More than 200 people were rescued from the edge of a reservoir by California National Guard helicopters over the weekend as flames were just yards away. At least 50 hikers remain in the mountains east of Fresno, and it's a challenge for the copters to reach them in the forest.
They need a big footprint to land safely.
Rescue operations resume today as the Creek Fire has burned more than 135,000 acres. There's been one confirmed fatality. Most of Malden, Washington has been burned off the map by fire. The Whitman County Sheriff says they race the flames to get people out of town.
This came through like a jet plane, really. It just tore right through here.
80% of the homes in the town of about 300 people burned to the ground yesterday. Malden is, or was, south of Spokane. Seven people were shot to death at an illegal marijuana growing operation in Southern California's Riverside County. A woman dying of gunshot wounds at a hospital led deputies yesterday to a home where the other victims were found. No suspects are named. And Congress returning to work today after the August recess. There's little agreement for another round of stimulus funding, but a bill to prevent a government shutdown on October 1st does seem to have support. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Evacuations have been ordered because of a dangerous wildfire burning near Mapleton.
Yeah, we left a bunch of stuff behind.
Utah Firewatch, KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the latest on the Ether Hollow fire, Paul.
Amanda, over 1,000 acres are burned over here near Mapleton. And even though the rain was a tremendous help, according to fire officials here, they say that there are still some hot spots in the interior of this fire, which is why the evacuations are still in place. They are still trying to put down containment lines because technically it is 0% contained, even though the rain, as I mentioned, was a tremendous help to the fire crews. All of Hobble Creek and the Grindstone subdivision, they're evacuated because of the weather. Because of the fire and the erratic winds spread it very quickly last night. Kate Webb with Utah Forestry Fire and State Land says this spark was sparked by target shooting and that it makes it the second fire sparked by the same cause in just 2 days.
We're trying to establish control lines, which means we're trying to eliminate vegetation so that the fire will have a barrier. It won't have anything to burn through.
And some evacuees say they only had really 15 minutes to get all of their gear and leave. Crews built fire breaks around the flames, trying to clear out the vegetation as best as they possibly could. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. Give us a couple of minutes. We'll come back and get the latest on how the roads are doing. Traffic and weather is next.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly. Humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything in its place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com. Plan your getaway today at Ruby's Inn. Great scenery, lots to do, open campgrounds with all the amenities, full hookups, and free Wi-Fi. Hiking, biking, and ATV trails. Visit rubysinn.com.
KSL News Time is 7:39. Let's get another look at emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
And Amanda, let's start up with the multiple semis tipped over on I-15 in north of Ogden. So I-15, one of our texters said it hasn't moved in 5 to 10 minutes, not at all. And that's going up between Far West and South Willard. They are letting some traffic by northbound, but very slowly. Southbound also getting worse now past Willard through the heavy winds in that area. Then southbound backed up again late in Kaysville and in Farmington, and a closure of Highway 89 in a stretch between Park Lane and Oak Hills Drive, Farmington to Layton. Eric?
Had a lot of problems over on Foothill Drive right now. One texter tells us that a lot of the signal lights are out as you go from I-80 up to the University of Utah. And right now, the backups go from Sunnyside almost all the way back to Parley's Way. So be prepared for a lot of extra minutes if you're driving up towards the university area. I-15 still looks good in Salt Lake County and Utah County. Heather?
Well, if you're trying to leave downtown Salt Lake heading north on I-15, you're going to be nearly at a standstill right now from 600 North up to Warm Springs Road. That is due to stop-and-go traffic, possibly an accident, but power's out and we don't have cameras, so can't tell what's going on. You're also still dealing with a crash in the cleanup stages. Southbound Redwood Road, right near the I-80 ramps to the airport, and that is traffic backed up to North Temple, and a ton of other accidents around the Salt Lake Valley. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment, forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers. They can service them all at Diamond Rental near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Grant's back now with a look at the KSL weather pattern brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Weather pattern showing the strong front that moved through, the winds really howling there to the canyons, and it's going to remain breezy and cool today and tomorrow as well. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Gustavo and I are on the branch watch downtown waiting for this thing to break off right in front of the studios. Right now, 48 degrees downtown.
An in-depth report from Dan Baum is coming up in a moment about the number of suicides in the state of Utah. that might surprise you. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
This week, by the way, National Suicide Prevention Week, and KSL is going to be working on the topic all week long. Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for starting your morning with us. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Hey, good news. If you've always wanted to add a Honda to your quiver there at home and put it in the garage, they're so dependable, they're so reliable, and they have such great resale value. And right now, you get a head start because they have year-end clearance pricing going on all of their models, including the 2020 Honda Accord. And Lorenzo at Kangar Forum, thanks for putting me behind the wheel. What a great vehicle. And they've thought of everything as they always do, performance-inspired stance, as they like to say. And the quiet interior, I mentioned this earlier, but it has an active noise cancellation. If you like a truly quiet, comfortable ride, and I'm talking about for everybody, even in the back seat, with more headroom and legroom for everybody, you need to check out this new 2020 Accord.
Because life is noisy. I'd like the inside of my car to be quiet. That sounds wonderful to me. I think maybe it's time for me to get a new Accord, and maybe I'll save that one for Ethan when it's his driving time. I've had a chance to drive the new Honda Pilot, which is the SUV that seats eight comfortably. Thank you to Brandon at Kengarf Honda downtown. It's got the one-touch moonroof and, you know, plenty of cargo space, too. The third row folds down to make plenty of cargo space. It's got the technology that just gives you peace of mind. That's one of the things that Honda does in all of its models. Multi-angle rear view camera, which I love so I can see what people are doing behind me. If you need more space, more people to take around, you check out that Honda Pilot.
Because the more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commission, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Everyone knows how hard winter can be on our homes. Hi, this is Eric at Wasatch Heat Cable. We're lucky to enjoy four seasons along the Wasatch Front. But when the tough parts of winter are behind us, folks often forget to prepare for the next upcoming winter. Year after year, we see people panic as cold begins to settle in. And unfortunately, the first snow creeps up on us so fast. Sometimes it's too late to prevent those ice dams from forming. Now, we've seen it all, from ruined siding, water running down walls, floors destroyed, and even a ceiling ending up on the kitchen table. They didn't realize the ice dam they had until it was too late. So whether you've had an issue in the past, you're in a brand new home, or building now, let us take care of it for you. Wasatch Heat Cable installs year-round. Be proactive and plan ahead. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com. When winter does come, and it will, you want to enjoy it. Visit wasatchheatcable.com.
Eliminate the struggles the snow and ice bring to your home. Visit wasatchheatcable.com.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Today I'm Dave and Dujanovic. I'll be working remotely from Kaysville, broadcasting from the heart of the windstorm. You can hear it right there. All morning long with the live updates from Davis County. That's today on Dave and Dujanovic.
We sure appreciate our weather watchers letting us know where the power outages are and where the wind is bad. And then we got one text this morning, Tim, that just said, God bless everyone. Isn't that just great? Yeah. If you have the chance to do it and let us know what it's like in your area and it's safe for you to do so, you can text us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That's 57500.
KSL News Time 746. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Davis, Weber, and Cache County schools closed today because of the weather.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power is reporting about 58,000 power outages, with more of them in Davis, Weber, Cache, and Salt Lake counties.
Third, we've had a lot of emergency triple team traffic this morning. Let's get the latest, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
And it's a semi that tipped over northbound I-15 just after 6 North, blocking three lanes. That's why traffic's at a halt, plus all the other problems we've already had with semis tipped over north of Ogden, and then southbound delays through the wind in Layton, Kaysville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Very windy today, much cooler. The high only 62 and a slight chance of showers in the morning. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 48 downtown.
I mentioned a minute ago, this is National Suicide Prevention Week, so let's go in depth. Has the incidence of suicide in Utah gone up during the coronavirus pandemic as people face additional stress?
The answer, perhaps surprisingly, is no. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has this in-depth look at the numbers and the ways health agencies have been dealing with the situation.
Michael Staley works in suicide prevention for the state medical examiner's office.
We average just under 14 suicide deaths per week. And so we haven't seen anything unusual beyond that.
Even though the number of deaths hasn't gone up, the number of people asking for help on the state's suicide hotline certainly has. Rachel Lisinski works with the University Neuropsychiatric Institute.
We've seen anywhere from a 5 to 10% increase every month since the start of the pandemic in our total calls that have been received. And we have really heard that the acuity or the stress levels of the calls that are coming in have increased during the pandemic as well.
The hotline has added staff during the pandemic with a focus on outreach to rural Utah. The goal is to get the caller through the immediate crisis and making a connection to resources in the community.
We have not consistently run into any challenges where we haven't been able to provide some sort of additional help or support to someone, but we have most certainly looked at expanding the ways in which we do provide those additional resources, whether it's a telehealth or virtual visit.
And the pandemic is certainly not over. Programs that were meant to provide temporary economic assistance have been running out. Kids going back to school have added a new level of concern. Even people who work in the field occasionally need help. One of them is Taryn Hyatt with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
I already have depression. That's already part of my experience. And I just think with everything going on, it just got to a point where I was no longer able to manage it the way I usually can manage it. And it was time that I got some medical help to help me in that effort.
If you're experiencing thoughts of suicide or you know someone who is, the hotline number is 800-273-8255. It's staffed 24 hours a day by professionals trained to help. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Again, that 24-hour suicide prevention hotline number is 800-273-8255. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
749 means emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. We were joking, and it's not funny, but we were joking a minute ago that we've got branch races going down 3rd West in downtown Salt Lake City, Andy. It's nasty.
Yeah, in fact, we got reports of that from several different places on our text line. Right now, the freeway's closed northbound I-15. They're diverting everybody off in South Willard off onto Highway 89, and that's got the traffic. I mean, we had multiple semis tip over in the area. And so traffic, a parking lot back past Far West, almost to Marriott, Slaterville, North Ogden. And then we've got southbound delays now coming down Willard from Willard Bay to where the closure is as well. Southbound 15 also backed up Layton, Kaysville. Highway 89 closed through Layton and Farmington, or at least South Layton and Farmington, because of power lines down and a power outage on the west side of Layton, causing a lot of delays for Antelope Drive. Eric?
Well, it's really slow over on Foothill Drive, where you've had numerous intersections affected by power outages. Now, expect a lot of slowdowns from I-80 on Foothill Drive all the way up to Sunnyside as you're working your way up towards the university area. I-15 in Utah County, no problems. A little bit of northbound slowing now in Salt Lake County on the freeway. This is approaching 7200 south between Sandy and Midvale. Heather?
And as you continue north on I-15 out of downtown Salt Lake, you will be in a parking lot all the way up toward Warm Springs Road. That's due to a semi-truck that has tipped over in the North Salt Lake area. You also have multiple semis that have parked themselves over on the right shoulder. If you're on the west side belt, that's I-215 heading north between 2100 North and Legacy Parkway. And some other campers are also starting to do that as well. You still have two left lanes blocked southbound Redwood Road right at the I-80 West interchange to go to the airport. That's due to an accident in the final cleanup stages. UTA's bus operators go the extra mile with excellent service and unmatched dedication. So the next time you ride, say thanks. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast, Grant.
Yeah, I mean, I will definitely get to that 7-day, but wow. I mean, the winds right now, unbelievable, right? I'm not kidding you. You know, throughout the morning, they've been getting stronger. Strongest gusts I've seen at this point hovering around 90 miles an hour.
That's incredible.
And that was around Lagoon. Earlier than that, we were seeing gusts in the 70s, 80s. We know they've been strong enough. Even in the Salt Lake Valley near the U, they've been gusting around 75 miles an hour or stronger, right? Damage all over the place. Just talked to my wife. We got a tree down in our yard, so got a lot of work to do. And, yeah, I mean, there's damage all over the place. As you can imagine, okay, the strong wind gust, they're not going away, all right? They're going to just slowly subside. We think that they'll calm down maybe by, say, 20 or 30 miles an hour this afternoon. But we'll continue to see, you know, gusts through the afternoon. And just plain old cold, most of the wet weather's gone. We're at 50s and 60s, but it's going to feel way colder than that, of course, with the winds. We may see a repeat performance tomorrow morning with more strong canyon winds. Breezy again tomorrow, only 64. It gets warmer through the day, 60s Thursday. And then basically by the weekend, summer returns. We're in the 80s and sunshine, but we are far from that today.
Boy, and looking on the bright side of this, we've sent the smoke back to California, I think, with these winds today.
Yeah, there is definitely a bright side. Air quality is better, but I mean, it's, you know, in some cases, it's kind of dangerous. If you're in a neighborhood with a lot of big trees, you know, you just got to kind of hunker down today, you know, yeah. Or at least this morning.
Stay with us. We'll have a special hour of coverage. Severe Utah weather coming up next hour.
Crisis comes in all shapes and sizes. Each day, it seems we face at least one or two a day. Some are small and easily handled, but others can be paralyzing. And when you're faced with that kind of a crisis, how do you handle it? Who do you talk to when you're desperate for someone to really listen? Did you know there's an app for that? It's called Safe UT. When you use the Safe UT app, you'll find crisis counselors at the University Neuropsychiatric Institute at University of Utah Health to help you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The Safe UT smartphone app is a statewide service that provides real-time crisis intervention to Utah students, parents, and educators at no cost. Text or chat with counselors, call someone directly, or submit confidential tips to school administrators on bullying, threats, violence, or things making you feel unsafe. When you need someone to listen, use Safe UT. It's absolutely free. Download the app free on any smartphone or visit safeut.org.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We are following breaking news. UDOT has put restrictions in place for high-profile trucks along all freeways. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says several trucks have blown over this morning.
We've had several semis that have blown over, three on Legacy Parkway, two earlier on I-15 in Box Elder County near Honeyville, and several others as well. And so there's just an issue out there right now with these huge wind gusts. We're seeing gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, and we could expect even heavier winds as we head into the morning hours here.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason on restrictions in place for high-profile vehicles along I-15, I-84, and Legacy Parkway.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Many Michigan car dealers say they're receiving a lot of used cars which smell like pot. Ever since the state legalized recreational marijuana in 2018, Detroit car dealers say the unmistakable stench is permeating vehicles.
Boy, the markets are headed down in early trading. In the first half hour of trading, the Dow is down 547 points. That is 2%. We're at 27,621. The S&P is down 65.8. That is just shy of 2%. And the NASDAQ is off 299 points. That is 2.6%.
We'll get another look at how the roads are doing this morning coming up next.
For anyone with a mental health issue, today is not going to be another day. Today will be a battle, a war within that person. That's why the need for Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital is greater now than ever. Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital recognizes the many different faces of mental illness. For some, it's the demon of substance abuse. For others, the daily life of dealing with severe sexual trauma. With so many different issues, such as anxiety, depression, and thoughts of suicide, it's good to know one resource is ready to care for it all. No referral from a physician or emergency room is necessary, and walk-ins are always welcome. They accept most major insurances, and there's free mental health assessments offered 24/7. For anyone with a mental health issue, today is not just another day, but having Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital can make it better. Today, every day. Begin online at slbh.org. slbh.org.
We're coming up on 7:59 a little bit early because we have an emergency triple team traffic situation brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. I'm not sure where you start, Andy.
Well, let me start with the closure of I-15 up in South Willard. And we've got all traffic being forced off the freeway onto Highway 89. We've also got several semis that have tipped over. So there's some traffic that was actually past the exit that is now waiting to maybe hopefully get to go back to exit the freeway because of the northbound closure. Southbound is just a parking lot coming down from Willard Bay to that exit. You've got traffic slow through Layton all the way down Kaysville, Farmington, both directions affected. Legacy closed to semis, but slow even for regular vehicles, especially in Centerville and Farmington. Heather or Eric?
Northbound Foothill Drive's a problem right now from I-80 all the way to the University area. We've had an accident 1700 South. We've had power outages and malfunctioning signal lights all along the way, so expect a lot of extra minutes if you're trying to go up to the University area or the medical facilities up there. I-15 in Utah County, no problems there. And northbound, at least through Salt Lake County, the northbound side is in good shape. Heather?
Until you hit Salt Lake City, once you head north out of Salt Lake City toward North Salt Lake, you're going to be in a parking lot. That's due to another tipped semi truck right around 1700 North, and southbounders are rubbernecking that northbound tipped semi. Because Legacy Parkway is closed, you've got a lot of the high-profile Vico semi trucks parked themselves on the West Side Belt, I-215, just before they get to that Legacy turnoff. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we will go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
62 degrees for a high today. We'll warm slightly over the next 3 days, but we're going to stay in the 60s for highs and 40s for overnight lows. We're there now in Salt Lake City, checking in at 48.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.